Welcome, dear ones. I think one thing that everyone can agree on right now is that this has been a difficult and stressful week, but never doubt there is still good news by the grace of our Lord. Now let's turn together now to God as we open with a word of prayer. Almighty God, source of every blessing, your generous goodness comes to us anew every day, even when we can't see it, even when our vision is blurred by fear and pain and the unknown. In this turbulent time, we pray that you would bless our nation and make it true to the ideas of freedom and justice for all. Guard us from war, from fire and wind, from illness and fear and confusion. We pray for our leaders, Lord, that you would give them vision and courage and wisdom as they make decisions affecting peace and the future of our world. Never let us forget that this country is only a temporary residence, that our eternal citizenship is in your heavenly kingdom. May we as a nation come together in peace, seeking and fulfilling your plan for us, that we may prosper and receive your abundant blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now let's welcome Nathan Drake.
Answer me, Lord, for your faithful love is good. Turn to me in your great compassion. Don't hide your face from me, your servant, because I'm in deep trouble. Answer me quickly. Come close to me. Redeem me. All creatures here below.
We begin today with Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground, and on that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow, and he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Amen. Stanley Hauerwas shared a prayer back in 1999 that is still quite relevant. Sovereign Lord, foolish we are, believing that we can rule ourselves by selecting this or that person to rule over us. We're at it again. Help us not to think it more significant than it is, but also give us and those we elect enough wisdom to acknowledge our follies. Help us laugh at ourselves, for without humor, our politics cannot be humane. We desire to dominate, and thus are dominated. Free us, dear Lord, for otherwise we perish. Amen. Well, not unexpectedly, this last week has been quite a roller coaster ride. And no matter who you may have wanted to win, and no matter who actually did win, it's still painful for all of us to see all the anger, all the fear, and the deep division in our country. It's said that in many ways, as time and history is similar to the Civil War years, though I pray that that's an exaggeration. What we do know is that throughout history, countries rise and countries fall, and that united we stand, and that divided we truly do fall. But it doesn't have to be that way, my friends. Even though we humans will always have our differences, we need each other, and we're definitely better together. Many of you may remember Charles Osgood, the CBS reporter who hosted CBS News Sunday morning. As part of his work, he traveled the country seeking stories about everyday people to encourage and to inspire. And at one point, he discovered two women in a rest home who had both been professional and accomplished piano players. Sadly, both had also been hit by severe strokes that left them incapacitated. One had a stroke on the left and could only use the right side of her body. And the other had the stroke on the right side of her brain and could only use her left side. And sadly, these strokes left them unable to do what they loved the most. Previously, they'd each taught piano lessons. They had played piano and organ at their large churches. They'd used their gifts in so many ways. And now each would roll up to the piano, but could only play with one hand, making it impossible for them to play the music they knew and loved and that gave them such joy. such great talent, and all of it now wasted. But then one day, the rest home director had an idea. Both of the women were rolled up to the piano, sheet music placed before them. Before you know it, that rest home was suddenly filled with joyful, wonderful music as the two women joined their talents together in a way they never previously could have even imagined. Together, the women would happily play for hours on end. And before you knew it, they were playing concerts at the rest home, and people started coming just to hear them. And they even traveled to several churches in the area to play and to praise God together. Separately, they could do very little. Together and in unison, they not only played beautiful music in harmony, they also sent a very powerful message, a message of what we can do and surmount and overcome together. Great loss comes in many forms, my friends. And when we choose to live at odds with each other, we all lose. There is no winner. But what amazing things we might do even now if we could all pull together. And how can we get past all the fear and anxiety that's holding us back? As you can imagine, I've been doing a lot of praying this week and spending a lot of time in God's Word. And I'm convinced that that is truly our starting place for healing and for overcoming and for a way forward through the darkness to light. So today, we're doing something a little bit different. We're going to center on some powerful passages of Scripture that offer hope, that offer wisdom, that offer encouragement in these dark times. Because there have been dark times before. And I'm praying that God's Word will encourage you and put all that we're going through right now in a different perspective. I'll be pausing for a moment between each of the readings to breathe in God's Holy Spirit, and I invite you to do the same. Just listen and let God speak to you through His Word. Close your eyes if you wish. Just let yourself be filled with God's healing word. And so you know, I'll be sure to include a link to a copy of all the scriptures in case you want to refer back to them later. So now, let's just breathe deeply and be fed by God's holy word. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Run away from infantile indulgence. Run after mature righteousness, faith, love, peace, joining those who are in honest and serious prayer before God. Refuse to get involved in inane discussions. They always end up in fights. God's servant must not be argumentative, but a gentle listener and a teacher who keeps cool, working firmly but patiently with those who refuse to obey. You never know how or when God might sober them up with a change of heart and a turning to the truth, enabling them to escape the devil's trap where they are caught and held captive, forced to run his errands. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside us, helping us along. We don't know how or what to pray. It doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs, our aching groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves, knows our pregnant condition, and keeps us present before God. And that's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is working into something good. May the hope and the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. My friends, one thing we know from the scriptures, hope comes from God. Despair does not, fear does not, anxiety does not. And we also know that empires, institutions, politics rise and fall. But God is forever. God is eternal. In the coming days, let's make time to center ourselves in God's word and God's wisdom. Let's open ourselves to God's plan and God's purpose. Let's commit to fearlessly and lovingly moving forward together, led by our loving Lord. Let us pray. Merciful God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, your Son and our High Priest. We confess that there are times when we go against your hopes for us as your people. We confess that there are times when we go against your word for us. Dear loving God, we ask you once again to receive us into your compassionate, forgiving arms, that we might find favor with you for all the days of our lives, now and forevermore. Help us find ways to share your love and your light. Help us to be part of your healing grace. Help us to hear the concerns and the pain of those who see the world differently. And help us to build bridges for others who seek to unite rather than divide. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. My friends, we all make mistakes. We all make bad choices. We all fall short of what God has in mind. But as we are open to the ways we've sinned, as we confess, God sets us back on the path and forgives us and makes us new. Know that in Jesus Christ, we truly are forgiven. Amen. And now let's continue in prayer with Jill Duffield.
Lord, we are here. Perhaps not unlike Jesus' first disciples, we come to you a little fearful, a little scattered, grateful for our encounters with the risen Christ, but troubled and unsure about what to do next. As we continue to worship in our separate spaces, we long to be together, gathered in your home, brought to the places you prepare for us. In our anxiety over the duration of this pandemic, and in our worries about the many and long ramifications of this trying time, we want desperately to believe in you and believe in Jesus. We pray for an outpouring of your Spirit. Send the Comforter, our Advocate, to show us the way, remind us of the truth, and grant us abundant life. Lord, we have questions. We know there are lessons we should know well but cannot seem to recall. We feel upended by so much change and so little control. We confess that there are commandments of Jesus that we remember but struggle to keep. We need to be honest about our misgivings and our doubts. Confident that you will love us to the end and despite our failings, we share with you all that troubles our hearts. We are troubled by the mounting deaths caused by COVID-19. We are troubled by the growing numbers of lost jobs and economic turmoil. We are troubled by our inability to be close to the ones we love when they need us the most. We are troubled by children missing out on their education, those who wonder when they will next eat, those with no place to find shelter. We are troubled by the people wrestling with addiction, those suffering from mental illness, and those languishing in loneliness. We are troubled by pain within and without, by the violence inflicted on the innocents, the cruelty perpetrated on the vulnerable, the scarcity that belies your generosity and abundance. Lord, we come to you, aching to be given a place to rest and a space to set our burdens down. We come to you because we believe in you, your grace, your mercy, your compassion, and your power. You promise us spaces of rest, inexplicable peace, joy not dependent upon our circumstances. In you we find our home. You set us free to do your work in this world. Grant us the courage to name how we feel, lament what we see, and then turn us toward the people who need their hearts put at ease. Make of us living stones who create buildings of relief, shelters of compassion, tabernacles of mercy. Lord, we boldly ask to follow you so closely that others will come to know you and believe in you through our work and our witness. May our faithful discipleship ease our troubled hearts and perpetrate the love of the one in whose name we pray, our Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to say when we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
My friends, be at peace. Keep God at your center and know without a doubt that his love for you remains. Our hope is indeed in the Lord. And now may you go in his love, his strength, his mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And God bless you.